S1W28, tremble. What do you mean, he's gone? The nurse looked at the climber, eyes blazing. He said he was going to look for more supplies, the climber shrugged. He was right behind us. The old woman glanced at the climber. He had the other flashlight. He wouldn't leave us here, would he? Silence answered her as we stood in the dark tunnel. What now? I rasped. We keep moving, the climber stared at our only remaining flashlight. We can't afford to stay here. I have two people here who can't walk without help, the nurse shook her head. We can't keep walking down the tunnel this way. It's too dangerous. If we stay here, it'll be just as dangerous, the climber frowned. Let's keep moving, at least until we get to the other train cars. That way we can get off the ground and use whatever supplies are available until help comes. The nurse paused a moment before nodding in consent. Fine. Help me with him. The nurse grabbed one side of Dreadlock's arm while the climber grabbed the other. The nurse gestured to me. You. Help him. She turned her head in the direction of the congressman. He was barely conscious. I nodded and leaned over the congressman. What's going on? His voice rose just above a whisper. We're getting out of here, I tried to sound encouraging. Can you sit up? The congressman nodded, and with my help, he moved into a sitting position. I feel dizzy, he stated weakly. Don't worry, we've got you, the old woman's voice was behind me, and she and I helped the congressman to his feet. The earth is moving, the congressman squeezed my hand and stilled. You must be pretty out of it, I smiled. No, he's right, Dreadlock looked at the ground. The ground is shaking. Before I could protest, I heard a rumble in the tunnel. Wet grainy earth grazed my cheeks as my legs began to tremble. No, not now, the nurse cried out. Get to the train. Quick. The old woman tugged at my sleeve and I nodded. We both guided the congressman down the tunnel with care as the walls around us groaned. We could barely see the metallic shimmer of the subway train ahead. My legs felt like lead as we maneuvered through the dark, damp tunnel. A large piece of debris flew at my face and I stumbled, landing face first in the ground as a piercing crack sounded above me. Are you all right? The old woman and the congressman stopped to help me. I looked up and watched in horror as the structures above the subway car began to buckle. Wait! I called out to the nurse and the climber. They both stopped, pulling Dreadlock back as wood and metal and pipe came crashing down onto the subway car. Another crack sounded just above us and the congressman grabbed my hand. Move, he shouted as he and the old woman helped me to my feet. The three of us ran in the opposite direction, back towards the first car. I turned as I heard the shouts of the nurse and the climber. Seconds later the ceiling collapsed in front of them, cutting us off from each other. From all hope of escape. The congressman pulled me back just as a slab of cement crashed to the ground in front of me. We moved further down the tunnel until the sound of falling debris grew faint. I collapsed to the ground in sobs, my worst fears confirmed. We were never getting out of here.